Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. I am your host, Todd Starnes, your voice of truth and hope across this great nation. Hope everybody had a great weekend. And I will got to say thank you to Steve Gill for filling in on Friday's show. We were pretty slammed as we were doing our Kansas book tour. And let me just say something. We'll be in other cities and states in the coming weeks and months. But we just had a tremendous time. Every single one of our book events completely sold out, standing room only. And we sold out of the book at every single location. So the Star Spangled Blessings book tour has really gotten off to a terrific start. We've sold out of books at every single stop thus far. So I guess it helps we only bring along five books, but I'm just kidding. Every book stop over the weekend, we were signing for about 90 minutes. So I have a rule that I stay till the last person in line is there. So if you've got 1,000 people in line, I'm signing 1,000 books. I mean, that's just how we do things. And it was interesting. One of the people that invited us to come and be a part of it, they were telling me about another talk show host that they had invited this individual, and it was something like it's a $25,000 fee, and they only sign a certain number of books, and once they've signed a certain number of books, that's it, and they don't allow people to take photographs with them, and all these rules and regulations. And I'm like, geez, Lou, who does that? You know, if you're invited somewhere, you're their guest, you want to be able to serve them as best you possibly can. And that's what we do. So really, whatever floats your boat. But for us, if you're going to take the time to come and visit and attend our events and get a book, then by golly, the least we could do is say hello and maybe pose for a photograph and get to talk for a few moments. So anyway, great to see so many of our listeners across the entire state of Kansas. And we certainly appreciate Andy Hoosier and the great team over at KQAM. They hosted us for the weekend event. So thank you for all of that. Meanwhile, nothing else going on this weekend, right? How about that? My goodness. So look, the deed has been done, and President Trump gave the Iranians every single opportunity to do this peacefully. The president went above and beyond, and the Iranians simply weren't having any of it. They said and one of the reasons why the Iranians did not believe Trump is that they're used to working with American presidents who say one thing and do another. And this goes back generations. So they're not used to somebody like Donald Trump who just goes in there and says, hey, look, here's the deal. Man, you got to get rid of these nukes. You got to do it. And we just can't let this happen. So we're going to work with you, and we're going to get this done together. All right, let's do it together. Trump wasn't mean-spirited about anything. I don't believe he's cracked a single Ayatollah Khomeini joke. I mean, he could, but he hasn't. I mean, he's been very above board and very transparent with all of this. And maybe the Iranians, now they understand that Donald Trump is a man who is unlike any other president in modern political history. And President Trump will deliver when he makes a promise. And in this case, he delivered courtesy of the red, white, and blue and those giant bunker buster bombs. So we're going to open up the phone lines today. I'm curious to hear your thoughts. There is a lot of frustration and division and anger within the conservative movement. You've got a lot of MAGA supporters who are upset at the president. They feel like this is they have been betrayed. They feel like this is leading to World War III. Well, as of noon today, we are not in World War III. Bombs are not flying, and there are no boots on the ground in Iran. President Trump had no intention of going to war. The president staged a very isolated attack. He accomplished the mission at hand, which was what? To take out those three nuclear facilities. And he did. Mission accomplished. That's it. That's all we're doing. Now, if the Iranian people want to rise up and they want regime change, well, I contend that's on the Iranian people. We don't do a good job with regime change. As a matter of fact, our efforts at regime change led to the problem that we're dealing with right now in Iran. But if you want to talk about problems, okay, well, let's talk about Barack Obama. Let's talk about Hillary Clinton. Let's talk about Joe Biden, who literally funded Iran's nuclear program. So I want to hear from you today, whether you agree or disagree with the president and what comes next. Our telephone number, and I want you to write down our number. You'll need this if you plan on calling in today, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926, and we'll be taking your calls throughout the program today. But you've got a lot of folks out there in MAGA world, and they are just really beside themselves. And this is really not helping anybody. But ultimately, they say they don't want war. They say this is not about the Jews. But I don't know. I really don't know about that. I hope that we're not dealing with a case of anti-Semitism. I really do. And I'm not calling anybody an anti-Semite. But I'm just saying that a lot of this smells of anti-Semitism. And I just hope and pray that's not it. By the way, did you catch the president? One of the things he said in his address to the nation was that Saturday night. One of the things the president said during his address, which really struck me, he got a little choked up at the end when he said he wanted to thank God. And I think this goes back to the fact that Donald Trump is a changed man as a result of the assassination attempt. I really do. But the president understood the magnitude of what he did. The president wished he did not have to do that, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. And he did what he had to do. Well, let's go to the phone lines as promised, 901-260-5926. Starting off the day is our friend Black Conservative from Cordova, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Black Conservative. What say you?
Well, good morning. Thank you so much. I thought I wasn't online there, but I'm doing good. Good. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday to you. What do you think about President Trump pushing the button, so they
well,
say?
First of all, I want to give a shout-out to Kane. Kane is the military airman who led their comeback mission and dropped the B-bomb. On those
General Raisin Kane.
Yeah, I want to send a shout out to him. He's a great American. A job well done. I'm kind of disappointed that they dropped only six. I wish they would have dropped seven, you know, but that's just my thinking. But the president made the right decision. It was a tough decision. I noticed the president, you know, I saw kind of. You know, I watched him the last couple of weeks, and I kind of seen a little heaviness in his face and eyes. I knew there was something, you know, pressing him, a decision that he had made. And I told a friend of mine Friday, I said, Denver, I think the president already has made this decision. And we were just joking with each other back and forth. I said, within 48 hours, this strike is going to take place. And I was talking to him Friday. And Saturday, yes, I heard about it the next morning. But here's one thing I want to say to the conservative base. Stop allowing Democrats, liberal Democrats, and the hate Trump media to set the narrative, to kind of steer things. There is no, you know, there is no no way in the world that Democrats are going to side with the president, no matter what he do. So I'm not upset about anything decision the president made, because I think that was the right decision. This idea that there's going to be a third world war and all these other fear tactics, I don't think that's going to be the case. Let's just not allow Democrats to control the narrative. You know what I mean?
No, I do know what you mean, a black conservative. And you know, one of the big problems we have in the conservative world, and I will add on to this the Christian world, is that when someone, let's just say someone who was a Democrat or somebody who was maybe a non-believer, and all of a sudden they convert to our way of thinking, we put those people up on pedestals and we automatically make them spokespeople for Christianity or for the Republican Party. And that always comes back to bite us in the behind every single time.
Right. And here's the thing is that I didn't make the wrong decision by voting for the president. And I'm not going to let Democrats come a week or two later after the election and confuse me about the decision that I made. It's like they want to confuse the conservative base about, you know, our decision that we made to vote for the president, and about the what he campaigned on. He's doing everything that he promised on the campaign. So I don't fear no remorse. I don't fear no. I'm not regretful about anything. You know, and I think the conservative base needs. I don't know why people are upset at the president. For what? I don't understand. For what? If you listen to President Trump at any length of time during this campaign speech, you should know that the president is going to lead from a point of strength and not weakness. You're going to know that. I don't understand why. I mean, don't be wishy-washy conservatives. Don't be wishy-washy like liberals. Liberals are like a bunch of lemons marching over a cliff. You know, they're all groupthink, groupism.
It's true. They
think, their leaders think for them, and they just march in order. If they change their, don't be wishy-washy, you know. I stand with the president, you know. I'm not going to turn my back on the president. I'm not going to sit home under a palm tree and mope and, why did he do this and that? No. Stand with the president. Stand with our country. I'm so tired of this hate America protest, no king. Liberals protest and all that kind of, you know, of those natures. And like there were 2 weeks ago in California, they're protesting. California is going to be on fire in the next 3 weeks, forest fires down there. They need to be concerned about them forest fires.
That's true.
Not about the criminal element, not about, you know. So,
all right, black conservative, I hate to do this, but we're super late for a break. But again, the erudite mind that you have is working in overdrive right now.
Well, let me put it on record so you can have it in a recording audio clip. I am the most erudite mind, brilliant thinker, and political philosopher. God bless America. I approve this message.
The black conservative, ladies and gentlemen. What a way to start off the show. All right, I got to take a break. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Do you stand with the president? We'll be right back. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. Now, he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the best bed sheets ever. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Now, Mike is offering the best deal on his Giza Dream bed sheets. Any size, any color, just $49.98. That's right. You can even get the Queens, Kings, Split Kings, and Cal Kings. Any size, any color, just $49.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Also, for a limited time, when you order over $100 in merch, you're going to get $100 in free digital gifts. Call 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code STARNS for the amazing offer of $49.98 on the Giza Dream Sheets, any size, any color. That number again, 1-800.
Bum, 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 I ran. Bum, 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 I ran. Some rocks. Tell the Ayatollah, gonna put you in a box.
I'm sorry. I just had to hear that one line. This is a great song. And young people of America, this is what my generation was doing back when the Iranians took all of the Americans hostage there in the embassy. People really fired up over all of that. Unfortunately, we had super weak leadership. And I can promise you this, if the Iranians took Americans hostage now, how do you think President Trump would react to that? I'm just telling you. By the way, the State Department putting out some warnings, we're getting word of an imminent threat of an Iranian strike on a U.S. military base in Qatar or Qatar. That information now coming out from Fox News. So we'll keep you updated on that. And look, there probably will be retaliation from Iran, and we will respond in kind. But I will say this, God bless those pilots. What an incredible job they did. Just truly remarkable. I know the vice president, J.D. Vance, was talking about this on one of the Sunday shows. Cut number 11, please.
Is the United States now at war with Iran?
No, Kristen, we're not at war with Iran. We're at war with Iran's nuclear program. And let me just say, Kristen, that we're incredibly grateful and proud of the American Air Force pilots who did an incredible job last night. The operation was really extraordinary. These guys flew from Missouri. They didn't land a single time. They dropped 30,000-pound bombs on a target the size of a washing machine, and then got back home safely without ever landing in the Middle East or ever stopping other than to briefly refuel. And of course, they did that in the air. So it's really an incredible operation, a testament to the power of American military. And I think what shows what can happen when you have that great American military in the hands of capable presidential leadership. What we did is we destroyed the Iranian nuclear program. I think we set that program back substantially, and we did it without endangering the lives of the American pilots. That's an incredible thing. And I think we all should be proud, whatever our politics, we should be proud of what these guys accomplished. A very, very high impact mission under a lot of pressure.
I mean, he's speaking truth here. I mean, it's just truly remarkable. You know, one of the fascinating things about this, the Iranians never knew we were even in their country. They never knew that we had breached their airspace. They never knew. Not even the camels knew. Nobody knew. It's really quite remarkable what the Air Force was able to accomplish. But again, this is what happens, ladies and gentlemen, when you have a defense secretary like Pete Hegseth, when you have military leaders in charge that know their pronouns. And as a result of that, now hopefully Iran will not have a nuclear program. Now, there are reports that Iran knew, and hear me, I have a thought about this. Iran said, well, look, it really doesn't matter because we were able to move everything out of those sites. And that may be the case. I mean, you know, we gave them so much time and warning. And again, if I'm Iran, I'm using every single second of negotiation or whatever to delay to get all of the stuff we need out of those facilities. And there have been some images, satellite images of multiple trucks lining up for days outside of one of the nuclear site. That may be the case, but if it is, we will go and find and hunt down wherever that new location is. I have no doubt about it. But well done, President Trump. Well done, U.S. Air Force. Got to take a break here, everybody. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Do you support President Trump and his decision to bomb Iran? That is the question today. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So a guest over on MSDNC really upset and says that, hey, look, the Iranians really aren't all that bad. You know, because, again, the whole argument here is they're out there chanting death to America. But the guest, who is a former Obama official, led the counterterrorism team, said that when the Iranians are chanting death to America, they really don't mean death to America. Take a listen to cut three.
Why is this something that the U.S. should be involved in? Why are we allied with Israel?
He says because they chant death to America.
They chant death to America. I went to Iran in 2014. I was sitting at a rally. These young guys were chanting death to America. I had a minder. I said, what are they saying? They're saying death to America. They finished the chant, and two young men came over and said, are you American? I said, yes. We want to welcome you to our country. We love American culture and love American movies. They wanted to talk about all these things. Iran is the most Western nation in the whole Middle East. We have much more in common with them than a lot of countries that we do have alliances with.
Is that true? Because they literally treat women as personal property in Iran. I just don't get that. And if you were to believe what this guy's saying, the next time you come across some guy from Tehran and he's hollering, death to America, death to America, death to America. I don't think that's code for like, howdy, want some homemade hummus and falafel? I don't think that's what they're saying over there. That's just me, though. Anyway, all that to say, Homeland Security issuing some alerts. They're saying that there are grave concerns. Sleeper cells could be activated as a result of the president's attack on Iran. And Homeland Security releasing a memo sounding the alarm to a heightened threat environment across the U.S. And the reason why is that during the previous administration, folks, Biden let thousands of these Iranian nationals into the country illegally. I mean, there are thousands. And we don't even have an exact number. And there are concerns within law enforcement that the sleeper cells could be activated as a result of what happened over in Iran. I would suggest, and this just goes for, this is just common sense, but I would suggest if you are going out, make sure that you have a firearm, make sure you know how to use it, make sure when you're going to a restaurant or a church that you have an exit plan in the event somebody tries to do something. And I would look, you, by the way, and we'll talk about what happened in Wayne, Michigan a little bit later on in the program, but I will say this, if you do attend a church, your church needs to have a rock solid security plan in place. I don't care if you've only got five members or you've got 5,000, you need to have a security plan in place for that. All right, 901-260-5926, our number. Let's go to the phone lines. Lee in Memphis. Lee, what say you?
I would just got to say I support the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief of the military. That's the first thing. And what he did was the right thing to do because this stuff been going on for so long. I'm just so glad that what that tactic that they've been doing, they got rid of Hamas. I mean, we're still trying to get rid of them. Hezbollah, we took care of them. Syria's out the picture. I mean, it's just straight. I just love the way they're doing this stuff because it's time for this stuff to be over with. I think about all them Marines, them Army people down there in the Lebanon, they got blowed up. And their memories are forgotten. I mean, yeah, we got the dude that did it. But it's just that Iran is sponsoring terrorists. They are the one that's giving the money, giving the bombs and everything to these people that are going around here and sponsoring all this terrorists around the world. And y'all have a problem with that? I mean, they say death to Israel, death to us. And you have a problem with that, media people? It's just crazy. I can't understand it.
Lee, it's a great point you bring up, and a lot of our younger listeners will not remember this, but it was back in 1983 when Reagan was president, and you had the attack on the U.S. Marines barracks there in Beirut. Over what, nearly 250 military personnel were killed, including 220 Marines. And it was a horrible moment. But you're right. The Iranians have been sponsoring terrorism. They have been causing carnage. They've been attacking our bases over there. And it's just simply unacceptable. And the Iranians are funding the terrorist groups, to your point, Lee.
And I'm just glad that the president did what he did. Because look here, the Iranian people, y'all need to talk to that person. What are they, Kamang? Kukuma, whatever, that leader over there. I mean, the Muslim leader.
The Ayatollah Khomeini, yes.
Yeah, you need to get rid of him. The people of Iran need to get rid of him. Because there's some good people in Iran, you know. Iranians are good people, some of them now.
But Lee, I don't know about you, but I'm tired of fighting other people's wars, though, right? I mean, we didn't ask people to come in and fight for our freedom. We got out there and we fought. And there were, you know, the French eventually came along and said, hey, we're going to give you a helping hand here. But you've got to have skin in the game. And those Iranians, you're right. They don't have to live like that, but they've got to do something about it.
Right. Because this person is going to destroy y'all. If you go over there and do something now, I mean, we got a president that got backbone, people. He don't play. And I'm glad of that because we've been having these presidents that really didn't have any backbone. They were too scared. They politicized everything they can do. But now we got a president that believes in our Father in heaven, God. And this is a Christian nation.
And he has no problem sending the terrorists to meet their maker, Lee.
And I'm just so glad that this stuff soon will be over with. Of course, there will be some. There might be a couple explosions in this country, yeah. You know, it might be some people that might pass, yeah, whatever. But I'm going to say this. It might be other people who are doing it just to make the war grow. I mean, make this situation grow. So I'm just glad of the president because I know they talking about coming to the table now. But you can't go around threatening people.
No, you can't, Lee. Lee, I got to leave it there, my friend. It is good hearing from you. You give us a holler back, and thank you for listening to KWAM. And tell your friends, ladies and gentlemen, listen to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Want to share some breaking news. This is being reported by Axios. And again, we're going to keep you updated on all the breaking news developments. But Iran has reportedly launched 6 missiles toward U.S. bases in Qatar. This is being reported by Axios. We will keep you updated. Just a few moments ago, the U.S. issued a warning saying that there were significant intelligence reports where the U.S. has its largest air base in the Middle East. And the concern was that Iran would fire short or medium range cruise and ballistic missiles or drones at that base. So we'll keep you updated. I will say this. It's a good reminder to pray for our fighting men and women. They're doing an amazing job, and we need the good Lord to watch over them. All right, let's go to Selmer, Tennessee. Danny is listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Danny. What's on your mind?
All right, good morning, sir. You know, I don't really understand the difference here. I mean, I support what Mr. Trump, President Trump did for us. But to break it down real simple for people that don't quite grasp the idea, If I'm standing here and I got a friend of mine standing next to me or down the street a little bit, and there's a guy says, I don't like you guys. I'm going to kill you guys. I don't like you guys. I'm going to kill you guys. And a couple times he tries with his bare fist to beat us up. And we get hurt a little bit, but we keep going. He keeps threatening us. I'm going to kill you. And while he's saying that, you watch him forging a knife and blacksmithing a knife and then sharpening his knife. And he's standing up. I about got my knife ready. I'm going to kill you. And you say, look, put the knife down. Let's talk this out. Let's see if we can work it out. They say, no, I'm going to kill you. He's like, no, let's put the knife down and work this out, or I'll take the knife away from you. You end up having to take the knife away from him, and then you try and talk it out. That's all it is. Basic human nature, when they got a conflict, one person got attitude and don't want to talk.
Danny, so, if you heard J.D. Vance, he said basically what you had to say when they said, are we at war with Iran? No, we're not at war with Iran. We're at war with their nuclear program, and we just took it out, so we're all good now.
Exactly. And now let's work out our differences. Yeah, that's all it is.
That's all it is. That and that's, look, Trump could have done he could have carpet bombed the entire nation. He didn't do that. We were very strategic, and it bothers me because you have a lot of folks in MAGA world right now, and Danny, we'll eventually figure out the reason. They're either being paid by, you know, Muslim countries, or they just hate Israel. There's some other reason for their fierce opposition to what Donald Trump is doing in Iran right now.
Also, one thing I'd add to that is, you know, how I said if you got a friend there and that person hates the friend too and they're threatening you both with a knife, well, when you take the knife away from them, they can no longer kill you or your friend. You needed to take the knife away, so you need to take the nuclear weapons away so they don't hurt America. And just happenstance, they can't hurt your buddy who was threatened also because you took the knife away. Saying with the nuclear weapons. So people that are all worried about Israel, you could totally remove them from the equation, and Iran still threatening the United States of America.
Danny, you've got way, way, way too much common sense, sir.
Yeah, maybe.
No, you're making a lot of sense, and you just look. This is what I love about opening up our phone lines, because you just explained it in a way that anybody in the country can understand what's going on there. Danny, I gotta run, my friend. Thank you for that. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. May I tell you about our friends at PatriotMobile.com? They're doing some incredible work. They are standing up and they're fighting for freedom right here on American soil. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. And they've got a plan to fit any budget. Did you know they're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier? They are, and they're fighting for causes that we care about. Again, back to the budgeting, though. This is pretty spectacular. They've got plans ranging from $25 a month all the way to $75 a month for their ultimate plan. You're going to want to check this out. You're also going to want to use my first name, Todd, for free activation. That's a pretty good deal. 972-PATRIOT is the number. That's 972-PATRIOT, or you can go to their website, patriotmobile.com/Todd.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Just want to give you an update. We are now getting some videos sent to us from one of our military bases. The American Patriot missile defense systems have now been activated. There are at least six missiles that were fired towards our forces in Qatar. The good news, it doesn't look as though at this point that any of those missiles made it through our defense systems, which is terrific news. All that to say, we don't know how the White House is going to respond to this. Seems to me that we would have to respond, even if all of the missiles are destroyed. We've got to send a message that we're not going to tolerate this nonsense. Also, the Iranians now threatening to shut down the Straits of Hormuz. That would be stupid. First of all, our Navy will be able to take care of all of that, but this would hurt Iran and China more than it would hurt us, because most of China's oil comes through the Straits of Hormuz. I think only, if I was, remember the math here, I think only 10% of U.S. oil comes through the Straits. So, again, a lot of moving parts. It is now nighttime over the Middle East, and this footage is truly quite remarkable. So we'll keep you updated on any other developments and any reaction that might be coming. We're also getting reports, Reuters, BBC, Sky News, also filing these reports. So there you go. That is in fact the very latest. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I want to say something about MAGA World, and there's been a lot of people are just confused. They're like, you know, wow, I like Tucker Carlson. I like Alex Jones. I like MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Thomas Massey. You know, people tolerate that guy. But I mean, for the most part, people are just genuinely, you know, it's a head scratcher. But and there are other people out there, and I'm not going to name names here, but I think we're now getting a pretty good idea of who really is a true MAGA supporter and who may be using the MAGA platform to advance their own political agendas. Now, going back to something that Lee from Memphis said, President Trump gave the Iranians every opportunity to avoid war. Personally, I think the president gave them too many opportunities. And it turns out the Iranians bombed those opportunities, so we bombed them. And guess what? There's no World War III. There's no boots on the ground. And so far, no regime change. And I hope the president doesn't do regime change. If something is going to happen in Iran, if good is going to happen, if change is going to happen, it's going to have to come from the Iranian people. We got no business doing that. So President Trump has delivered on a campaign promise. He said we can't allow Iran to get the nukes. And by the way, everybody in Congress agrees with that. My concern with MAGA is, okay, well, what does that mean? We can all agree that Iran shouldn't get the nukes, but Iran has the nukes. So what do we do now? Well, we can't do anything. Who do you think you are? Well, you just said Iran can't get the nukes. Yes, but we can't do anything if they do. What kind of nonsense thinking is that, people? Come on, man. So here's the deal. The way I see this, we've got President Trump delivering on a campaign promise, and we got a bunch of hyperventilating naysayers on the left and the alleged right. But was it the Hodges or the Twins or whatever they got? They're very popular. And they're big MAGA guys, and everybody's upset with them now. And the reason why is because they oppose Trump on X, but they support Trump on their Facebook page. And it turns out they addressed this over the weekend, and they said, well, we hire somebody, we pay somebody to handle our social media, and there was, I don't know, something got lost in translation. But here's the thing you need to understand. A lot of the conservatives out there, they actually hire staff to write all their social media stuff. I don't do that. Everything you see on social media that's got my name in front of it is written by yours truly. Every single thing. And the reason why is I want you to know that when you're corresponding with me, you're corresponding with me. When you see something that I wrote, I actually wrote it. That is a promise to you. So sometimes, like over the weekend, when I'm out on the road, I'm not tweeting as much, or I'm not writing on Facebook because I just don't have a lot of time. And I guess I could hire somebody, but why? The reason why you listen to this program is to hear my opinion. The reason why you read my stories is to hear my thoughts. And my deal about President Trump, the man took a freaking bullet in the head for the nation. He survived two assassination attempts. So what the president wants, the president ought to get. And let's not forget that it was the Iranians who dispatched assassination squads to take out President Trump on American soil. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your attention to this matter. We'll be right back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starr.
Settlers, that's right, I love this American ride.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, broadcasting from our heavily fortified bunker, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with us. By the way, over the weekend, there was an attempted attack on a Christian church in Wayne, Michigan. I thought it was interesting that the law enforcement came out right away and said, it was a white guy, calm down, everybody. A lot of Muslims live in that part of the country, but it was a white dude, some crazy lunatic. Anyway, this happened at Cross Point Community Church. The domestic terrorist was spotted, and he was wearing this vest, had all this armament, and so there was a deacon out there in front of the church, and he was driving a Ford F-150 pickup truck and immediately hit the gas and ran over the terrorist. And then, apparently, it didn't kill the guy, because then the security guard at the church open fire. The terrorist is believed to have fired back. At least one person was injured. All of this happening outside the church. And the bad guy is now dead. And you hate it when anybody dies, but you know what? I am very happy that they got the bad guy. The pastor, Bobby Kelly, telling the Detroit News that he was run over by one of our members who saw this happening when he was coming into church. One person shot in the leg. That person expected to be just fine. Bongino over at the FBI said that they've got agents on the scene and they're investigating. But again, it looks like this guy, there was some sort of a connection to the church, and this guy's a nut job. There's video, and we have this at ToddStarnes.com. There's video of the moment when you can hear the service going on and you can hear the commotion outside. They were having a vacation Bible school inside the church. They were getting ready to launch VBS this week. And that's so the auditorium was filled with children. And this guy was loaded to bear with ammo. So God intervened outside of that church. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a reminder that every church in America should have a well-trained security team on hand, and at least one deacon with a Ford F-150 pickup truck. I'm just saying. And I'm curious. Many of you go to church, whether it be at the Catholic Church or many of you go to a synagogue. And I can tell you this. In Memphis, we have a very large, we have one of the largest Jewish populations in the southern states. And I will tell you, if you drive by a synagogue on Saturday, those are heavily guarded facilities. And what a shame that we have to do that in America, on American soil. But we got a lot of bad people walking around that want to kill all of us. I am curious, though, if you have a church security team in place and what that looks like. I don't care if you got 5 members or 5,000, you got to make sure that your people are safe. I know the church I go to, we have a security staff. I don't want to give out all the details, but I can tell you that people are ready at a moment's notice to protect people that are worshiping. Over the weekend in Syria, a Christian church was targeted by one of these bombers. Over 24 Christians were killed inside the church. It's disgusting. But I'm wondering, what is it that you guys do? What advice would you give churches that may not have a security team? 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. But thank goodness for that deacon and the Ford F-150 pickup truck. That should be a commercial. It should honestly be a commercial. By the way, Hakeem Jeffries, very upset. Nobody told me about this. Nobody told me that we were going to be bombing Iran. Nobody told me. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says that's not exactly accurate. Cut number 8.
We did make bipartisan calls. Thomas Massie and the Democrats, he should be a Democrat because he's more aligned with them than with the Republican Party. We're given notice. The White House made calls to congressional leadership. They were bipartisan calls. In fact, Hakeem Jeffries couldn't be reached. We tried him before the strike, and he didn't pick up the phone, but he was briefed after, as well as Chuck Schumer was briefed prior to the strike. So this notion that CNN ran with at the White House did not give a heads up to Democrats is just completely false. In fact, both Senator Schumer's office and CNN had to retract that story last night because it was a blatant lie, and we showed them the timestamps from those phone calls. But I want to add something to what? Thomas Massie's false points. The White House was not obligated to call anyone because the president was acting within his legal authority under Article 2 of the Constitution as Commander-in-Chief of the President of the United States. We gave these calls as a courtesy, and the Democrats are lying about this because they can't talk about the truth of the success of that operation and the success of our United States military and the success of this president and this administration in doing something that past administrations, Democrats too, have only dreamed about.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, I mean, and Massie and others are out there, and Massie was on the channels over the weekend. Well, the president, he's got a responsibility to reach out to us and tell us in Congress what he's going to be doing. He's got to get congressional approval. And if he doesn't, well, he's a breaking the law. Well, that's not true, Congressman Massie. And I want to go back. The president does have great discretion. And by the way, all these Democrats that are just enraged. Was it Jasmine Crockett? Remember her? Remember Jasmine Crockett? Come on. This is insane, this woman. Shucking and jiving. Come on now. Shucking and jiving. Good. Go. Jasmine Crockett. Well, I'm just upset because the president to holler at me. How come you didn't holler at me, Mr. President? I'm waiting for you to holler. Come on now. Holler. 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 I'm fairly certain President Trump is not going to holler at Jasmine Crockett. But anyway, was Jasmine Crockett all that upset when Barack Hussein Obama was dropping bombs? Was it President Trump? What is it? We dropped, 36 bombs or so, give or take a few? What about Barack Hussein Obama? He dropped over 12,192 bombs on Syria, over 12,000 on Iraq, 1,300 in Afghanistan, nearly 500 in Libya, 35 in Yemen, 14 in Somalia, and 3 in Pakistan. I didn't hear any Democrats complaining about that. Did you? So we'll just have to wait and see if President Trump gives Jasmine Crockett a holla. Chuck it. Chuck it and jive it. Chuck it and jive it. Good. Go on. I'm going to get in trouble for that. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Rick in Cleveland, Georgia, listening to us on WTUN. Hi, Rick. What's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm
great
pretty good.
Listening to you. This is the first time I listen to you, and, you know, it's really good to have conservatives on the radio.
Well, thank you, Rick. Appreciate that.
Yes, and, you know, especially Christian conservatives. But I want to talk to you about Islam, you know, and all of you're saying churches, you know, we need a defense. I think it was about 12, 13 years ago, I seen a video online, and it was the head over the Islam, and he said, we will take over the world. by not firing a shot, without going to war, without doing any of this or killing anybody. And he said, the way we're going to take it over is we're going to migrate into other countries. And then we're going to have babies. Then these babies are going to become citizens of that country. Then they will raise up, and we will vote them into office. And then we will put forth Shiite law. And that was 13 years ago when I seen that video. Okay? Now, their birth rate is real high right now because it's working, you know, what their plans were doing. And also, you know, here in the United States, the UK's in a mess with Islam now. You know, you can't even play outside or else be arrested. And they also, one of the things, you played that guy's quote earlier of him talking about, well, you know, Islam are not against America and all that. Well, one of the things that he said is to lie. It's okay to lie as long as you're doing it in the name of Muhammad, you know, in the sense you're furthering Muhammad and religious for the good. So it's okay to lie to your enemy. And so, you know, all this is something that's going on in the world today. And we're sitting back and looking at this and saying, well, what's going on? And, you know, these people don't have common sense and don't listen. The churches are going to increase with violence because there's too many, I want to say too many, but there's a lot of leftists and a lot of people that's mad at Christians. And now Iran is mad at America, and Donald Trump's in there promoting Christianity. So what do you think about your take on that? I think we really need to defend our church, and we need to have people carrying guns.
Yes. I would agree with just about everything you've said there, Rick. I think that we are watching a slow Islamic takeover of the United States of America. We've seen that happen in Western Europe, and there are what's happening in Belgium and France and the UK is appalling, just appalling. And now people are beginning to rise up and fight back, but that may be too little too late. You know, it's interesting, Rick, our founding fathers knew the dangers of Islam. And here's the problem. Even in the conservative media world, you have to be very careful with the language you use. You have to say radical Islamist. You can't just say the Muslims. But the reality is, and I appreciate Christopher Hitchens, he was on Bill Maher's show. And the question is, why do they hate us? And the reason why they hate us, Rick, is that's what their religion tells them to do. Let's play cut number two, please.
In 1788, when the United States was barely a country,
right,
it was having its sailors taken as slaves by the Barbary States, the states of the Ottoman Empire in North Africa.
Tripoli.
Tripoli.
The shores
exactly.
of Tripoli.
Shores of Tripoli. And its people, its ships stopped, its crews carried off into slavery. We right. estimate 1.5 million European and American slaves taken between 1750 and 1815. Jefferson and Adams went to their ambassador in London and said, why do you do this to us? The United States has never had a quarrel with the Muslim world of any kind. We weren't in the Crusades. We weren't in the war in Spain. Why do you do this to our people and our ships? Why do you plunder and enslave our people? And the ambassador said very plainly, Mr. Abdulrahman said, because the Quran gives us permission to do so, because you are infidels. And that's our answer. And Jefferson said, well, in that case, I will send a navy which will crush your state, which he did. And a good thing,
but there's
too. Islamic fundamentalism is not created by American democracy. It's a lie to say so. It's a masochistic lie. And it excuses those who are the real criminals, and it blames us for the attacks made upon us.
And that is why they hate us, ladies and gentlemen. So we are in the throes of a holy war. Whether or not we acknowledge that, whether or not we agree that that is the issue, it doesn't matter, because the Islamists are going to kill us. You will either convert or be killed. And that's what's happening right now across Western Europe. That's what this fight is ultimately all about. All right, we've got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. So that is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's just think about this for a moment. What happened over the weekend? We hit three Iranian nuclear sites, world in turmoil right now, you got to ask yourself a very important question. Are your savings and retirement accounts secure? Are they on shaky ground or are they secure? Now, you can safeguard your financial future with my trusted partner, Vault U.S. Gold. Folks, the greatest time to buy gold was 10 years ago, but the second greatest time to buy gold, great news, it's right now. Like right now. Gold's supply is limited, though, mined slowly, hoarded by the central banks, buying over 1,200 tons just this year alone. But with global tensions rising, demand is outpacing supply, pushing prices up. So gold at $3,426 an ounce. Many experts say we could see $4,000 to $5,000 an ounce very soon. Now, gold surged, get this, 25% in the 2023 Iraq invasion, 30% in 2008 when stocks tanked. So it's your safe haven. That's why gold is the best bet to diversify your savings with. Vault U.S. Gold makes it very simple. You can get physical gold delivered to you, or you can roll over your 401k or IRA into a gold IRA to shield your retirement. It is very simple. I want you to give them a call, 833-511-GOLD. That's 833-511-GOLD. You can also go online, vaultusgold.com/Todd Stearns.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. So tomorrow is primary day in New York City, and this is a bizarre story, but the caller from Cleveland, Georgia, Rick from Cleveland, Georgia, actually predicted this was going to happen. So there is a fierce battle for the Democrat nomination. Get this. The former governor, that would be Andrew Cuomo, who had to resign from the governor's mansion because he was accused by 11 women of sexual harassment. So you have a sex fiend going up against a socialist Muslim. And the guy's name is Zohran Mamdani. This guy is a far-left radical. And he's actually leading, according to a new Emerson College poll, Zohran Mamdani is leading the entire field of 11 candidates in the Democrat primary. This is huge, ladies and gentlemen, just huge. And if you're wondering what it would look like for a major American city to be run by a socialist Muslim, you're about to find out. I mean, it's really shocking. As a matter of fact, we've got some audio here, and I want to play this real quick. This is Mamdani announcing that he wants to implement government-owned grocery stores, cut 9.
Grocery prices are out of control. The cost of eggs and milk has skyrocketed. Some stores are even using dynamic pricing, jacking up the cost over the course of a day, depending on what they can get away with. It doesn't need to be this way. I'm Zohran Mamdani, and as mayor, I will create a network of city-owned grocery stores. It's like a public option for produce. We will redirect city funds from corporate supermarkets to city-owned grocery stores whose mission is lower prices, not price gouging. These stores will operate without a profit motive or having to pay property taxes or rent, and will pass on those savings to you.
Oh, so there you go. That sounds just like communism, ladies and gentlemen. Government-owned grocery stores. Jeez, hello. Could you imagine bread lines in the Big Apple? All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, some big news out of Memphis, Tennessee, and it is news that really impacts the entire world. You've got the story that broke over the weekend that Fred Smith, who founded FedEx, has died. He was 80 years old. My understanding, I was talking to some folks, and I go to a church with a lot of FedEx pilots, but apparently he was out at an event, had a massive heart attack, and passed away. Just, 80 years old. But what this man did, what Fred Smith did was revolutionary. And the FedEx story, he launched the company in Little Rock, moved FedEx to Memphis, and built it into a global giant with more than a 500,000 employees. And the impact he's had in the Memphis area is just, it's phenomenal. The numbers of families who were able to send their kids to college, people able to buy homes and live their American dream thanks to the efforts of Fred Smith. Now get this, the annual revenue of FedEx, $90 billion. And there's a great story about Fred in the early days, and he is one of the most generous people you would ever know. Just the philanthropic efforts of the Smith family, it's just jaw-dropping. But this was a guy, and he demanded excellence. And it's an amazing story. It's an American success story, the work that he has done. 76, he turned a profit for the first time, 1976. But before that, he was down to, I mean, they had nothing. I think they were down to the last $5,000 in the bank account. They had a huge fuel bill that was due. And he didn't know what to do. So he took the money, went to Vegas, played blackjack, won $27,000, and they were able to pay their bills. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to Steve Gill, the morning show host on KWAM, our flagship station. Steve, good to have you with us today.
Great to be with you. And one of the things that people overlook so often about Fred Smith is his military service. This is a guy who went to Yale. After he got out, 66 to 69, he served in the Marine Corps, two tours in Vietnam, got the Silver Star and the Bronze Star for his service in Vietnam. So this guy was not just a business hero. He was a legitimate war hero as well. And I think that part of his story often gets overlooked.
Well, that's a fair point. And again, he went to Memphis University School, went to Yale, served in the military, and then to be able to come back here and create this incredible company. And I love the story of going to Vegas. That could have gone one way or the other.
You know, Tennessee has produced some iconic business figures. You had John J. Hooker, who did the Minnie Pearl chicken franchise, and this is a guy who would make millions, lose millions, make millions, lose millions. So Tennessee has produced more than its fair share of iconic business characters, but none more successful or, as you pointed out, more generous than Fred Smith.
You know what's interesting about the Smith family is that his father was an entrepreneur who actually owned a major franchise in the South called the Tottle House, which was basically it was sort of like a Waffle House style diner. And then the family also launched Dixie Greyhound Lines, which became Greyhound, the bus company.
So it was in his DNA, obviously. And again, just when you look at the reach, not only in Memphis, but globally of what FedEx has done, but the link with St. Jude Hospital, with the FedEx golf tournament that's coming up in August, I think August 6th through 10th there in Memphis, at TPC Southwinds. It's now part of the FedEx Cup. So the best golfers in the PGA are competing to be the best golfer in the PGA as part of the FedEx Cup series. And the St. Jude FedEx tournament is now part of that series. So, you know, for a lot of years, the FedEx was, tournament was, you know, competing. The St. Jude tournament was competing to get good golfers in. Now they all flock to Memphis, and some of the best golfers in the world are there for people to see right there in Memphis.
You know what I find fascinating is this guy was known for his generosity. And that is something several people at church were telling me their own personal stories. And one that just really got to me, they had a child who had some pretty significant health issues, and he was called into HR, and they said, what's your information? Where's your, you know, what hospital is the kid at? And by the end of the day, he was told, you don't have to worry about this. This bill's been paid, and go back to work. That's, you know, that doesn't happen at a lot of other companies these days.
Well, and when you look at the way that again, the generosity was not just, you know, with Fred Smith and his family, but it really kind of flowed all the way through the culture at FedEx. And you mentioned earlier how many people are employed at FedEx as pilots and in other capacities. Their generosity, their participation and leadership in the community and charitable efforts and donations. Again, it wasn't just Fred, but his character was, you know, portrayed, the DNA of the whole company had that same attitude.
Speaking of that DNA, Fred Smith said this: if you brook mediocrity, eventually you will become mediocre. We make no apologies for that. So he said he just really got upset on anything less than maximum effort. And Steve, I'm just telling you, it is hard to find people like that, right? That want to go above and beyond. That is something that, you know, we don't have a lot of these days in this country.
Well, and that's what sets apart really great companies. I mean, there are some successful companies. They make money, they expand, they grow. But the really great companies are those that have, again, that sense in their DNA of not, you know, necessarily achieving perfection, but that's the goal, to do it right every time and to fix a problem immediately, and that the customer, that service comes first as a priority. And again, that was just what was a big part of the whole culture of what he was as an individual, and certainly what he imbued in his company at FedEx.
Steve Gill joining us on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Steve, changing gears real quick, talking about this latest information coming out of Qatar, where we understand the Iranians launched missiles, but now we're getting word multiple news organizations are reporting that the Iranians gave advance notice, so the U.S. was prepared. Nobody got hurt or injured. You wonder if this is about the Iranians saving face here after the attacks over the weekend.
Absolutely, and we've seen this before in past instances where they've given advance notice and they've made sure they targeted, you know, missiles and rockets to either be intercepted or to hit just outside the facilities that they were targeting, so that there were no U.S. casualties, nobody harmed, nobody killed. Again, I think it is a lot of saving face of we've got to hit back. Now, I'm not sure we haven't done the same thing in times past. I think maybe it was under the Clinton administration, they fired a rocket into an empty desert tent in Libya. So it's like, yeah, we shot back at them. But again, it's a lot of show. It's a lot of theater. And I think that's part of what's happening with the Iranians here. Now, that doesn't mean that the thousands of unvetted potential sleeper terrorists that have been allowed into this country were actually caught at the border and released by the Biden administration. These are lone wolves. They may have their own agenda and are not waiting for instructions from Tehran. So there is still, I think, a great risk in this country that those lone wolf, you know, terrorist supporters of Iran might do something here in this country. But I think the push that we're getting from some of the hysterical media that war is nigh, that, you know, you're you know, Barron Trump needs to sign up to go boots on the ground. President Trump has no intentions of putting boots on the ground in Iran. That has never been the intention. The intention was to, you know, deliberately and targetedly take down their development of nuclear weapons. And I think as we saw that exchange with Marco Rubio with Margaret Brennan on CBS, they don't need 60% enriched uranium to operate power plants. They don't need 60% enriched uranium to build the, you know, isotopes you need in your hospitals for radiation treatment. They need 3 to 10% at that level. The only reason you need 60% is if you're building a weapon, and you don't hide your development of nuclear power under the ground 200 feet under a mountain. So the idea that they're not trying to develop nuclear weapons is ridiculous, and hopefully we've done enough to take that that step back, if not stop it permanently.
I certainly hope we have. Curious your thoughts about MAGA World and the divide there. You think that's going to be long-lasting?
You know, it kind of underlines my concern going forward, Todd, is that Trump is a once-in-a-millennia politician. MAGA is Trump. You know, as much as we share a common agenda in terms of making America great and cutting taxes and regulations and reducing the waste and the fraud and the abuse, all of the elements of Trump MAGA, it is still he's at the helm. And when he's no longer at the helm, as much as I love J.D. Vance, as much as I love, you know, Ron DeSantis and Marco Rubio that are part of the Trump world hierarchy, they aren't Trump. And the same way that you're seeing some conflict within MAGA world, even when Trump is making the direction, when he's no longer the guy saying, no, this is what I'm doing, here's why, we trust you, will the Republican Party be able to carry on with the sort of cohesion that he's been able to bring to bear? And I have real concerns about that going forward. As much as I think J.D. Vance, his approval rating is up there with Trump's. I think Trump's, at, according to Rasmussen, 56%. J.D. Vance is about 52%. But nobody has the personality, the charisma, the instinctive politics that Trump has brought to bear. And I'm real concerned with Republicans who steps up, and you can't beat Trump, but who can take the helm next?
Well, it's a great question, and that is going to be a raging debate, and I suspect even before we get to the midterms, we're going to be having that conversation in Republican circles. Steve, I've got to leave it there before I let you go. This is a fascinating little tidbit from the New York Times. They did an obit on Fred Smith. It turns out that George W. Bush, he and George W. were incredibly close, and that's because W. actually pledged the fraternity where Smith was the president. So they've known each other back from their college days, and actually he was in the running to serve as Secretary of Defense before he pulled his name out of consideration.
Yeah, my understanding is that at a time when Don Rumsfeld was brought in to be Secretary of Defense, that Bush offered it to Smith, maybe not once, but twice. And I had the opportunity to repeatedly interview Secretary Rumsfeld, got to become great friends with Secretary Rumsfeld, huge fan. But, man, you could not have had a better person to follow in his footsteps at the Pentagon than Fred Smith. But I think he had a daughter that had some illnesses, and that he opted to stay in Memphis with his family. But he would have been great in any role he ever filled.
Not bad for a guy who was born and raised in Mississippi. So, Marks, Mississippi.
Talk about rising above your raisin.
There you go. Well said. All right, Steve Gill, always good having you on the show. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thanks, Todd.
All right, there you go. A lot of people, and I suspect a lot of our Memphis listeners especially, have some great memories of Fred Smith. Give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Illinois. Doug, the T-shirt guy. And, Doug, I understand you've got a Fred story.
Yeah, I actually drive for FedEx Freight. The company I worked for was bought out by FedEx in 2000. But the story I heard was when he was in business school, they were told to turn in a business plan, and the plan that Fred turned in got a failing grade, and that is the plan that is currently functioning as FedEx Express.
Well, wasn't that, I mean, it's true that actually happened. Yeah. I believe he got a C on the paper. But they thought, well, that's not a viable business plan, Fred.
Yeah, I understand that paperwork is under glass at the general office.
Is that right?
I've not seen it. I've not been there, but I heard that. So that sounds like something he might do. And I'll say thank you for. I didn't realize he was a Marine, which I am as well, but I was not aware of that. I'll have to kind of look into that a little bit.
He was, yeah, honorably discharged. This is from the Times. Honorably discharged from the Marines in 1969. Went to Yale in 1966.
Very cool. Great show as always, Todd. It's nice talking to you again.
Doug, appreciate the call and thank you for that memory. Great. It's a great story. Again, though, you gotta take risks sometimes to claim that American dream. All right, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. All right, congratulations to the Oklahoma Thunder. What a big win last night. You know who really won, though? Kristen Chenoweth. She performed the national anthem. She's originally from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and man, she knocked it out of the arena last night. Great job. Great job there. Anyway, over at the WNBA, what a mess. What a mess that league is. And they don't like white gals over there. Have you noticed that? Have you picked up that vibe? It's very odd. Well, at least Caitlin Clark. So one of the WNBA announcers had to apologize because she said something that apparently offended the WNBA. Take a listen, please.
So they disagree with you.
They do.
And I disagree with them. And that's fine. That's what makes America great, right, Pat Moore? I should rephrase that. Yes. But yeah, I did think
opinion are perfectly.
Yes,
fine.
That's a better way to say it. And, sorry about that.
And, jeez, what? Did you know both of them have like baritone voices? Did you notice that? Well, Pam, what do you think about making basketball great again? Well, you shouldn't be using that sort of language. That's kind of off-putting. Anyway, why is that phrase offensive? Could someone explain that to me? That's what makes America great? Why is that offensive? It's not like she said making basketball great again. I mean, what's that all about? Unbelievable. Not only is the WNBA financially bankrupt, I think they're morally bankrupt. And by the way, what's up with the referees? Unbelievable. Not just in basketball, but also in baseball. Anybody catch the College World Series where the head coach and was it the first base coach? They both got kicked out of the College World Series in the first inning. LSU went on to win. A lot of people very upset about that. I don't, the officiating has really, across all sports, has really become suspect in recent days. And I don't know why that is, but it's a thing. So there you go. All right. Got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. Don't forget, head over to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, wherever you buy your books, and get yourself a copy of my newest book. It's called Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. You're going to love this little book. And let me tell you something. It makes a terrific gift for anybody. So it's a great gift book. Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. We'll be right back, everybody.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I really find? I find this to be quite humorous. There was a big dust-up involving the vice president, J.D. Vance. And California Senator Alex Padilla, man, that guy is a, he's a crier, that one. It's really funny how quickly this guy gets offended. So anyway, J.D. Vance was, he caused a little bit of controversy when he accidentally got Padilla's name wrong. Cut number 12.
Lawmakers who keep getting handcuffed. The New York Times just did a story. They keep getting handcuffed, suggesting that the Trump administration is cracking down on Democrats. Can you comment on that?
Well, I was hoping Jose Padilla would be here to ask a question, but unfortunately, I guess he decided not to show up because there wasn't the theater. And that's all it is. You know, I think everybody realizes that's what this is.
He called him Jose. No, his name is Alex, Mr. Vice President. Look, it's easy to get that. Isn't there a Jose Padilla? There's got to be one out there somewhere. Anyway, all you know what broke loose. This is insane. So now you have Karen Bass, and she was just enraged over this. Cut 14.
Mr. Vice President, how dare you disrespect our senator? You don't know his name, but yet you served with him before you were vice president, and you continue to serve with him today, because the last time I checked, the vice president of the United States is the president of the U.S. Senate. You serve with him today, and how dare you disrespect him and call him Jose? But I guess he just looked like anybody to you. Well, he's not just anybody to us. He is our senator.
Oh, is that the reason why? I couldn't figure out what's wrong with Jose Padilla. I mean, that's so she thinks that he did it intentionally, suggesting that Alex Padilla looks like a Jose. Is that the train of thought here? Is that where this is going? How dare you? How dare you, sir? Well, ma'am, you got rioters that are burning down your city. Maybe you should have as much umbrage towards them as a sitting vice president who accidentally misnames a sitting United States senator. And by the way, how do we know that Alex is the guy's real name? I mean, it could be his dead name, you know, and you don't want to be dead naming anybody, because that's a big problem too these days. So anyway, Alex Padilla, who was arrested, by the way, for lunging at Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, and that created all sorts of turmoil. Now Alex Padilla is responding to the report that J.D. Vance called him Jose.
I assume that he knows your name is Alex Padilla. Your response to him calling you Jose?
Well, he knows my name. He knows my name. Look, sadly, it's just an indicator of how petty and unserious this administration is. He's the vice president of the United States. You think he'd take the situation in Los Angeles more seriously? You know, you think maybe he'd take a moment to talk to some of the families who have been impacted, have been terrorized, to feel what's really going on the ground? I mean, you saw him shaking hands with Marines, but did he listen to the Marines? Because we have, you know, report after report of the Marines, so many of the Marines themselves that don't want to be there. That's not why they enlisted.
You're my feelings. My name is not Jose, it's Alex. My name is Alex. Say my name, sir. Say my name, Mr. Vice President. My name is Alex. Alex Padilla. Say my name. Say it, you big mean bully, you meanie. Jeez, hello. Got to get it together there, Mr. Padilla. Holy cow. What was that, Dylan? Do I think that Vice President Vance is going to apologize? Yeah, no way, Jose. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. May I just tell you a couple of things? I'm not going to name the airline I was on. It was not Delta. So we were flying out on Juneteenth, and I'm just going to say the flight attendants were, you know how sometimes, back in the old days, flight attendants were very kind people, right? They would welcome you on board, and they would give you whatever you needed. And especially if you're in first class, I always fly first class, and it's I have a lot of work to do, and it's just nice to be able to get on and off the plane and get off to your next location. So anyway, they're always very helpful. Well, the flight attendants on this particular flight, they were there was something going on. So there was a connecting flight, and we were late. We were late. And this all happened Thursday. So this is why, if you remember, I barely made Thursday's show. It was because of these two flight attendants. So we're all sitting around in Dallas, and we're waiting for the connecting flight. And the gate agents were very upset with the flight attendants. And they finally got over the intercom system and said, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why your flight is delayed is because we don't have flight attendants. It turns out they're in the bathroom, and all of so the flight attendant, as soon as the announcer says that, the gate agent says that, they come running out and in a huff out of the bathroom, and they march onto the plane. And it was one of those situations where you are afraid to even say hello to the flight attendants. But I will just say they were more concerned about eating their lunch than serving the passengers. And it was very noticeable that they were annoyed that they had to do anything. They wanted to sit there and eat their sandwiches and gossip. And that's pretty much what they did, because we could all hear what they were talking about. So anyway, as it was over, they were like, all right, thank you. They literally said, all right, thank you for flying so-and-so airlines, and happy Juneteenth, everybody. I'm like, oh my God, I think they were upset they had to work on Juneteenth. I really do. And they were taking it out on the rest of us. So anyway, it was a weird experience. We got there late, had to leave my luggage at the, I couldn't even wait for the luggage. Otherwise I would have missed the first half hour of the show. So we had to rush over and get to do the show at our affiliate KQAM. They are always so gracious to welcome us and let us do the show from their studios. So I'm coming back on Saturday. I'm coming back on Saturday, and I'm at the Kansas City International Airport, and I was going to go to the restroom. And I go to the restroom. I'm searching for the restroom. It's a brand new airport. Beautiful airport, by the way. You guys should be proud. But they didn't build any men's rooms. They had something called all-gender bathrooms. Have you guys seen these? It's like all-gender. And you don't know which way to go. And once you're in the, because you got the moms there, they got their kids, and it was very weird. But it was an all-gender bathroom. And I'm just wondering, why couldn't you guys just build a men's room and a ladies' room? What's wrong with that? Why do we need an all-gender bathroom at the airport? And it is a little creepy, weird. So you've got your own private stall, and there's no trough for the men. It's just you have your own little private stall area, and then it's a communal hand-washing area. And I waited until everybody had gotten out before going in. It was just a weird, weird, weird vibe going on there in Kansas City. And I think that's what really took me by surprise. It was Kansas City, and it was not like San Francisco or LA. But now you folks in Kansas City, you have all gender or genderless bathrooms. It was just a little weird. That's all. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. We also had a big debate during multiple speeches about barbecue. And I'm always happy to engage. I believe that, you know, if it's not pork, it's not barbecue. And the only kind of barbecue worth eating is, in fact, dry rub. If you got to have sauce, it means you did something wrong with the meat. That's my philosophy. So anyway, I'm in Kansas City, and it's a good beef town, right? So they had a couple of barbecue joints in the airport. And I go to these barbecue joints. I tried one, and then I tried the other, because the first one was so bad. And I knew something was up when they, before they set the plate down, they give me a knife and a fork. And by the way, I never order pork barbecue outside of Memphis, ever, because it's just not good. But I will order brisket, and so they had the brisket. Kansas City is a beef town. But they gave me a fork and a knife, and you literally had to use the knife to cut the brisket. It was that tough, ladies and gentlemen. And then instead of like a biscuit or something, they give you this weird Texas toast that nobody ever eats barbecue with. I didn't understand the purpose of that. And I ordered the potato salad, which was basically potato salad soup. So much mayo, it was like soup. I'm not complaining, Dylan. I'm relating my travel experiences. All that to say, if you're stuck in Kansas City, you might want to hold it till you get to Chicago so you can get to a bathroom facility that's actually gender specific. And don't order the barbecue. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. And welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Want to read something to you. This is coming from the New York Times. Iran coordinated the attacks on the American airbase in Qatar with Qatari officials and gave advance notice that attacks were coming to minimize casualties. That's according to three Iranian officials familiar with the plans. The official said Iran symbolically needed to strike back at the U.S., but at the same time carry it out in a way that allowed all sides an exit ramp. They described it as a similar strategy to 2020 when Iran gave Iraq a heads up before firing ballistic missiles at an American base there following the assassination of its top general. That was Soleimani. So if all of this is true, ladies and gentlemen, it vindicates President Trump's strategy. I mean, this is pretty phenomenal. And again, we told you early on that everybody had been given advance notice that Iran was going to attack and that missiles were on the way. So if this is true, that means the Iranians, and I said this a couple of days, well, when the attacks first happened, I was doing a hit with somebody at one of the radio stations. And I said, I don't think this goes on any further. I think this is a one and done. I think the Iranians, they're not stupid, and they know what would happen if they fought back. So I think we went in, President Trump delivered on a campaign promise, and we're done here. Now, does that mean the sleeper cells may stand down? I don't know. That is the great unknown here, all of these dangerous sleeper cells that are, you know, operating in America. So anyway, that is certainly good news here, folks, as it appears Iran understands that Trump means business. And maybe that's the thing. Iran just needed to understand if, in fact, Trump was playing hardball. And Trump be playing hardball, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, I keep forgetting it's Gay Pride Month, right? I mean, it used to be like in your face all over. It's really remarkable. So anyway, we had a celebration here in Memphis over the weekend, the Gay Pride Parade. But they also had something else. They had a celebration for gay animals. Now, I have many questions over this. It's called the annual Puppy Pride Parade. And the CBS affiliate in Memphis, WREG, they are all over the gay stuff. They do a deep dive into the LGBT thing. That's what they do. That's their target audience over at Channel 3, WREG. And they were all over the gay, lesbian, and transgender donkey story. They did a big story about it. Diversity in dogs was celebrated today during Pride Month in downtown Memphis at the third annual Puppy Pride Parade. Now, these are actual, as far as I can tell, these are actual dogs. So These are dogs that were born dogs. You don't have any cats that I identify as dogs. None of that. And you don't have humans. You know, that's the latest big thing, is that these humans, they dress up in these leather outfits, and then they walk around on all fours being led around on a leash. They're like human dogs. That's not what this was, at least from the photos I saw. There may have been. As far as I know, these were dogs that were made by God to be dogs. Anyway, reading from Channel 3, diversity in dogs was celebrated today during Pride Month in downtown Memphis, and the poor dogs, they were dressed up in the rainbow colors. The celebration included man's best friend in all shapes, forms, and paws. Now, let me ask you, ladies and gentlemen, what does that mean, man's best friend? Are we talking about man's best friend or man's best friend? Are we talking about friends with benefits here? What are we talking about? Because, you know, these days, anything goes. Dozens of pooches, along with their human companions, made their way out to celebrate. Oh, that's clever. To celebrate this vibrant event as they paraded through Court Square Park. There were vendors on hand, an incredible DJ, great musical performances, and even a doggy drag show. This is actually a news story, folks. I'm not making this up. This is all a news story. Organizers said this family-friendly event is needed now more than ever. We're going through a hard time in our nation right now and around the world, said Matt Riddle. So I'm looking forward to people reaching out. I've seen it more these days, more than ever, and I'm excited to see the amount of people here to celebrate Pride. As the event rages on, Riddle invites everyone to come and enjoy the festivities. You're not alone in this world. Get out of your house and enjoy yourself. We're here for you. Good Lord. Heaven only knows what was going down in that park. I'm just telling you. All right, I do have a question. Again, I didn't realize dogs could be gay. I didn't realize that dogs had the capacity to celebrate gay pride, but in Memphis, Tennessee, apparently they do. I wonder if there are any pansexual pooches. That's what I want to know. All right, got to take a break. 901-260-5926, our number. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Folks, don't forget tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, the Todd Stearns Show on Newsmax. We've got a great show lined up. We'll also have some live, we'll have live reports from Tel Aviv. You're going to want to listen to that starting at 5 o'clock Eastern tonight. Of course, exciting news, Newsmax going public on the New York Stock Exchange, and millions like you are joining our news revolution. Newsmax is now the fourth highest rated news channel, just behind CNN. Reuters says we're one of the top news brands in America. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for shows like Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty, many more. Download our free Newsmax app on your smartphone or TV and start watching today. President Trump says Newsmax is truly terrific. Get the free Newsmax app and check out our Newsmax shares on the New York Stock Exchange. You can do that by going to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Well, our next guest has a new book out. It's called Lawless Lawfare, Tipping the Scales of Justice to Get Trump and Destroy MAGA. That book in bookstores. Our next guest on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Alex Swoyer. Alex, good to have you with us today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Yes, the book came out this week on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble, their website. People can grab it. And I'm just a lawyer and a reporter. And I was so troubled by what we saw during the 2024 election happening to President Trump and his inner circle and Trump supporters overall. The courts were just weaponized for political gain. And that's Lady Justice is supposed to be blind. So that's really what the book takes a look at, and some of the media issues that went along with it.
Right. So let's talk about some of the things you cover. And you, I understand that even Laura Trump, Don Jr., had some great concerns, and they were impacted. Laura Trump talking about even having difficulty getting a loan.
Yes. She said all members of the Trump family were impacted by the lawfare, even like getting a mortgage, for example, which is surprising given, you know, it's the Trump family and everyone thinks of them as one of the wealthiest families in the country. Both Laura Trump and Don Jr. told me that they were confident that had, you know, Trump not won the election, that he would be going to jail, that Democrats would lock him up. One of the other things that Laura Trump walks through is the call from Trump when he was on his way to get his mugshot taken, and just kind of the thought and the back and forth about how that would play, you know, during the election. And she predicted it would be Elvis Presley level, which was obviously right. I think there's two images, you know, from the 2024 election, and one of them was when President Trump was shot in Butler, Pennsylvania. And, of course, the other is that mugshot that just became such a rallying cry for his supporters.
When you started working on this book, were there any surprises for you? I mean, we've all seen this lawfare being waged against the president, but what really surprised you about all of this?
So a couple of things I found. One, I was extremely troubled by the idea of these gag orders that especially were issued by criminal courts when Trump was a defendant. If anyone has a right to speak out, it should be a criminal defendant looking at, you know, potentially losing liberty and being behind bars, yet he was gagged. And I did the math, and I think it was about 90 campaign rallies that President Trump had to conduct while under these criminal gag orders. And if you care about the First Amendment, if you care about political speech, it's obviously troubling, and that precedent should have never been set. The other thing is that I'll just highlight real quick the Fannie Willis case down in Georgia. Media Research Center had an interesting study in April of 2024. It was CBS and ABC did about 99 stories on the, you know, Fulton County lawsuit and litigation involving Trump and I guess like 17 other defendants. And not once did they mention Fannie Willis was a Democrat. Why is that important? Well, she was running for reelection at the time. So you would think as a reporter, you should cover that the district attorney prosecuting the leading Republican presidential candidate is running at that time as a Democrat. But that was lacking from the coverage. And it seems like that was a habit that I saw also from Media Research Center data from involving like New York with Alvin Bragg and Letitia James.
All right. The name of the book, A Lawless Lawfare, Tipping the Scales of Justice to Get Trump and Destroy MAGA. You know, a lot of people are wondering why General Michael Flynn is not a part of the administration, and you actually explain why in the book.
I do. Yeah, I asked him. I said, you know, would you go back? And he said, no, he thinks he's in a better place to advise from the outside. And, you know, he just really opened up to me about what all he went through. He said he was the face of the Russia investigation and it was all lies. You know, that it was hard on the family. It tore up his son's marriage. He said, you know, people like him, having served in the Obama administration and basically in the military and worked his ranks up, they go sit on boards when they retire and make millions. And he had to basically, you know, fight for a living, scratch out a living. Nobody wanted anything to do with him because he was labeled some sort of traitor, which he says is, you know, obviously inaccurate. And that's in, like, the first chapter I get into that, the cost of lawfare. And it's the idea of, like, how much these people are paying in these legal fees, but also the emotional and the other damages that they suffer. I'll just mention one. Brandon Straka is a January 6th defendant, and he founded the Walkaway Movement, which is kind of popular online, so people might know his name. But he was at January 6th, and he posted a video, I think it was like an eight-minute clip, from outside the Capitol, and he was looking at like 30 years or so from the charges that they were going to give him. And it was, you know, he didn't commit violence, he didn't go inside. And it was that type of situation. He said he spent more than like $300,000 having to get rid of, like, you know, his legal fees in terms of the criminal stuff, he was civilly sued. He also had to go before the January 6th committee. So, you know, it's just like average people looking at hundreds of thousands of dollars to have to defend themselves.
All right. Well, congratulations on the book. It is in bookstores. You'll be able to get a copy of it, folks. Again, the name of the book, Lawless Lawfare, Tipping the Scales of Justice to Get Trump and Destroy MAGA. And again, this is an insider's look at this. Alex, congratulations. And I understand Mike Davis actually wrote the foreword for you.
Yes, Mike is a good friend. He's brilliant. He's one of the smartest people I've met since I moved to Washington more than a decade ago. And I've learned a lot from him. So he wrote the foreword, and he's also quoted throughout the book.
All right, good stuff. Well, again, congratulations, and best of luck to you out there.
Thank you.
All right, Alex Swarrior, everybody. The name of the book, Lawless Lawfare. The cover is pretty awesome. It's President Trump's mugshot. So you're gonna want to check that out. Lawless Lawfare, Tipping the Scales of Justice to Get Trump and Destroy MAGA. All right, we've got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, apparently Gen Zers are really upset. There is mass panic happening on TikTok over the Iran strike. And the Gen Zers are really freaking out. One TikToker posting a video says, I just want to live my life peacefully with my dog, but I guess that's just too much to ask. Another wrote about the fears that the conflict really makes me wonder if I'll ever get to experience being a husband and father. So, well, not with an attitude like that, sir or ma'am. Whatever your pronouns are, Kristen Harrison is a professor at the University of North Carolina School of Journalism. It's not just fear. It's a loss of innocence. There's more than fright there. There's a sense of betrayal and a real hit to a feeling of trust. Okay, lady, we're taking out nukes. Nukes. Would you rather the Iranians strike us with nukes? I think not. By the way, the administration coming out just a few moments ago, and they're announcing there will not be any retaliatory strike for what Iran did to the military base in Qatar. So again, it's I don't like using this word, but we're watching cosplay right now. We're watching make-believe war. That's what this is. So the Iranians need to look good. Trump is letting them look good. They did the strike. Our defense systems took out the missiles, and all's well that ends well. At least that's where we are right now. If things may change, we'll let you know. Anyway, Gen Zers, though, very upset. The post in TikTok following the U.S. attacks on Iran toe the line between unserious and depressing in a quintessential Gen Z way. Calling out the cognitive dissonance of scrolling GRWM vids, 1 second, and footage of burning buildings the next. What is GRWM? Do we know?
It's Get Ready With Me.
Oh.
They basically film their whole, like, morning routines.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like getting out of bed?
Yeah, it's a thing.
Going to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see that.
No.
Nobody wants to see a Gen Zer take a poop on the pod. Do they?
I don't.
Apparently somebody does. The random Get Ready With Me, GRWM. That is not what I thought that stood for. The randomness is endemic to how Gen Z is trolling reality right now. The Swifties said they're ready for Iranian sleeper cells, quoting a lyric from their favorite pop star. Oh, Taylor Swift. Is that what they call her followers, her people, her disciples, the Swifties? Another writing this, we're so cooked. We're so cooked. That's a caption for a video featuring a medley of uplifting clips set to Nicki Minaj's Starships and footage of missiles streaming through a night sky. The absurdity of these posts captures how strange it feels to be going on with normal life as civilians around the world are in life-threatening situations. The professor says they're almost mocking themselves. The reliance on the hyperbolic humor helps Gen Z manage terrifying but surreal news. Really? Is your generation really freaked out about this, Dylan?
I mean, everybody's got a voice on TikTok, right? So you can say pretty much anything you want to say to put fear into someone's mind.
I guess so. I knew that Trump was going to do something. I didn't think it was going to be that devastating. I think the president wanted to take out the nukes. He took out the nukes, and now we're moving on. My recommendation is we need to start cracking down on the illegals that are still here. That's what we ought to be doing. As a matter of fact, if we're going to be reaching Bill Clinton and Barack Obama levels of deportation, we've got to be deporting at least, at the very minimum, 10,000 people a day out of the country. So we got a lot of work to do. I think right now we're only, 3,000 or 4,000 a day? We got a lot of work to do. Anyway, thoughts and prayers for Gen Z. It's going to be okay, kids. It's going to be okay. By the way, I was reading something, and maybe this will bring some comfort to the Gen Z crowd. But let's just say that you're at ground zero of a nuclear blast. It happens so quickly, so quick, that your nervous system can't even react. So, God forbid you get vaporized, you're not going to feel anything. I mean, if you got to go, that's the way to go. You don't want to be a couple of miles out from the blast zone because then you have the burns and your skin is falling off, and that's a pretty painful way to go. I'm just saying.
That does not make me feel any better.
Really? I thought that should be comforting.
I mean, sure, I would like a quick death if I'm going to go, but like, come on. I want to live.
You should be closer to the blast zone is what I'm trying to say. It is what it is. All right. So anyway, there you go. So if you see a Gen Zer and they look a little anxious, they're afraid of being nuked. So that's it. Want to play some audio here. People are saying that Donald Trump is the first president in modern American history to defy Congress and launch military strikes on his own. Cut number one.
Today I authorized two operations in Iraq. Targeted airstrikes to protect our American personnel. Last night, on my orders, America's armed forces began strikes against ISIL targets in Syria. Today, at my direction, the United States launched a targeted operation against that compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. Today, I authorized the armed forces of the United States to begin a limited military action in Libya.
Because a nuclear Iran is a threat to our national security, they can take the diplomatic route, or they will have to face a United States president, me, who said we're not going to take any options off the table.
So there you go. That's just a sampling of Barack Obama, who was launching military strikes all over the place. Just unbelievable. CNN's Van Jones, by the way, standing with Donald Trump here on this one. Cut four.
I think progressives underestimate how dangerous Iran is. Iran is not a normal country. Normal countries don't blind women because they showed some hair. They don't empower little gangs and proxies to surround a country and fire rockets and rape people. So Iran, the two things are clear. The what, they cannot have a bomb, and the why, because they say death to America, death to Israel, and death to all the Jews. One of those should offend you if you're progressive. At least one should offend you. And so the question, though, is the who and the how. Is Israel going to take out this nuclear capacity by dropping people there who blow it up? Or is America going to take it out by dropping a bomb that blows it up? But the what and the why are clear, and I think progressives should get on board with that. We cannot have a nuclear-armed Iran. I was in the region. You were in the region. This is a very dangerous power that cannot get a nuclear weapon.
I mean, look, he's right. And good on everybody who stood with the president here. I will say this, that if things go as they're going, a lot of these MAGA folks out there are going to have egg on their face because they were out there predicting World War III. that Trump had been brainwashed by the neocons, and it's just too much. But folks, you've just got to do your own homework, and you've got to figure out who you're going to trust, who you're going to follow in the conservative world right now. And there just are a lot of people in this world that are getting paid to be conservative. They're not really conservative. They're just getting paid to be conservative. And sooner or later, and I appreciate Laura Loomer on this because she's out there exposing all these people. And I'm glad she is because some of these people are actually getting paid allegedly by Qatar and some of these other foreign Middle Eastern countries to be anti-Israel. I got a big problem with that. Big problem. But look, you do you and I'll do me. And as for me and my house, we stand alongside the president of these great United States. And I hope you do too, because he's doing the right thing. And Donald Trump is a man of peace. He truly is. He doesn't want war. I mean, come on. All right. Don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern tonight on the Todd Stearns Show. We've got a full lineup. Also, some photos, videos from our big book tours in Kansas. Thank you so much for coming out and being a part of those events. We've got more coming and we'll be telling you all about that. In the meantime, I do hope that you head over to Amazon. You can order an audio version, Kindle version, or hardcover version of my brand new book, Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. Get out there and be good, America. And